Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spends time studying the Bible with a group of biblical scholars. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Even as the Israeli government is considering a preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear program and facing pressure from the United Nations, the European Union, and the United States to dismantle their Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria, Prime Minister Netanyahu sat in the covered courtyard of his home in Jerusalem, spending time studying the Bible. Joining the Israeli Prime Minister were 16 rabbis, academics, Bible scholars, archaeologists, and linguists in a discussion of the Book of Ruth, a passage of Scripture focused on a Gentile woman in the lineage of Israel's King David. It was reported by one Israeli journalist as both reassuring and at the same time slightly humorous that the Prime Minister would set aside 2 hours of Bible study at a time when Israel faces many problems, including a nuclear-powered Iran. And that's the latest in our Middle East News Update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
What some might consider a waste of time for the Israeli Prime Minister to set aside 2 hours for Bible study with rabbis and biblical scholars is actually a perfect example of what this world needs to do as we try to understand how current events seemingly described in the pages of Bible prophecy are about to come to pass. If you have a moment, think about this with me. It's been a tradition of Israeli prime ministers since the very first one, David Ben-Gurion, to set aside time to study the Bible with rabbis and biblical scholars. In that tradition, Prime Minister Netanyahu has started Bible studies even in light of the major geopolitical events that the Prime Minister must face each and every day. A study of Daniel chapter 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83 would help the Prime Minister to recognize the alignment of nations focused on the demise of the Jewish state. Daniel 7 is a passage that explains the Gentile world powers that will be a major problem for any Israeli prime minister. Revelation 18 describes for any student of the Bible the rise of Babylon, modern-day Iraq, as a major player in the last days. Daniel 27 in the Old Testament and Matthew 24:15, along with 2 Thessalonians 2:4 in the New Testament, describes a temple in Jerusalem at the time of the end. Prime Minister Netanyahu studying the Bible will only enhance his knowledge of the last days. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...